You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 205, Energy, Polarity, and Vortexes, part one. Thank you for tuning in. Today we have a message from Spirit that you're going to be glad that you took the time to listen to. Why is it important for us to know about energy, polarity, and vortexes? It's because the world around us and within us is made up of these things. And we were never taught anything about them. So what I'm going to share with you today is not offered in your accredited college courses, because this information has been hidden and coveted for just a few and kept from the masses in order to keep us ignorant and easily deceived. So for those who know something about energy already, you will also find this very interesting. It is because of our ignorance of the basic laws of energy and polarity that we have so many problems on our planet today. For those of you who have followed my podcast for some time now, you know that I'm always reminding you that everything is made up of energy, and that in our world, energy simply takes on a shape or a form of some kind. I also want to remind you that all energy has a certain vibration and frequency. And so we draw like vibrations into our lives based on our frequency and our personal vibration. This is the foundation for our discussion today. We have already spoken about energy on many levels in past episodes, but never like this. What we are going to talk about today is how you can become more in control of the energy that is around you by being able to identify it. Because our ignorance has caused us to be manipulated in order to give space to vibrations that do not serve us as positive beings. We have been tricked into allowing negative vibrations and vortexes to exist in our environment, but we are unaware that they are creating this negative energy in our lives. And the vortexes that are created by this negative energy are openings for like energies to pass through. So we are in essence creating doorways for darkness and low vibrations to enter into our lives by allowing these energies to remain around us. So let's first talk about what negative vortexes are, or an aspect of what they are, because this can be a very big subject. The part that I want you to become aware of today is the fact that vortexes are being created by certain objects that you have around you and in your home. And what you need to be conscious of is that you don't always want these things to be around you, because their atoms are actually spinning in a counterclockwise direction, which creates a negative vortex. Even though you can't see it, everything around you is in motion on an atomic level, even the cells within your own body, because nothing is ever static. Energy is always in motion. We just can't see it with our eyes. So it's like having microscopic universes within everything, and universes are constantly in motion. The direction of the rotation or spin of the atoms determines the polarity of that thing. So if the molecules spin in a counterclockwise direction, then that tells us that this thing, element, human, plant, etc., is helping to break matter down. The counterclockwise rotation is a decomposing energy. And if the molecules have a clockwise spin, then it means that this element, person, animal, etc., is assisting matter to grow, expand, and evolve. Remember, we are talking about energy here, which takes the form of something, and that something can be atoms, and the atoms make up molecules, and molecules make up elements, and elements make up everything that we see and don't see in some cases, like in gases. So everything can be measured. Thought is also a form of energy, and it can be measured just as the energy of physical objects can. You just have to have the right tools and know how to use them. So we don't necessarily have to say that one is bad or that the other is good, because this is really a relative statement, because both energies are needed in our reality. They both play an important part in assisting matter to perform a certain function. One breaks matter down in order to decompose it, and the other builds matter up in order to help it grow and evolve. So what is necessary for you to become aware of today? It's how to find out and measure the polarity of the objects and other life forms that are around you. And in order for you to know what effects that object or person is having on you and your reality, you need to know which way their energy is spinning. Because everything that comes in contact with your energy will affect it. This is very important, because if you have more negative counterclockwise spinning energy in your environment and your life, then it will cause things to break down and decompose around you, physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. And the decomposing energy manifests in those ways. It's an energy that subtracts and takes away. And that could be affecting you in a myriad of ways through your finances, your health, the depletion of your positive energy, and so on. Because when negative vortexes are around you, they reduce vital energy. They are energy takers. It's like having energetic vampires all around you. So as an example, most of us have seen when someone moves into a property and the people have a very negative energy, it won't be long before the property begins to break down and deteriorate. And that's because of the energy of the people that moved in. Their energy affects the home and causes it to begin to crumble and fall apart. So this is just one example of how energy affects people and things when it comes in contact with them. You can literally see the paint start to peel away from the house when there's negative people living in it. So the negative spin of their energy begins to sap the life force of the home. And it's because they create negative vortexes that begin to break the matter down. Now, because we live in a reality that is duality based, we must have both positive and negative within us and outside of us. But it is extremely important that it is kept in balance. And balance doesn't mean a 50-50 split here. It means harmony. There must be harmony. So for those of us who desire to have positive energy, then it is our job to become more aware of the negative energy that is around us and begin to remove it. Becoming aware of the energy allows us to make sure that the negative is not dominating our environment. We have already discussed negativity in many different forms, but now we will talk about a new form, something new to be aware of. These are more subtle energies that are not so easily recognized. This negative energy could manifest in the form of books because the author had bad intentions when writing the books, or it could be pictures on the wall because the artist was dark in their spirit, and so on. These are the subtle energies that are not so easily recognized. Up until now, we have been able to see where the negativity was coming from. But the vibration of a thing cannot always be seen because you cannot see which way the molecules are spinning. And this prevents you from realizing that it is negative and then removing it from your environment. So it will now become possible for you to determine if a thing is working for you or against you, and then you can decide what to do with it. You will be able to actually see the spin by using a tool, and you need to be able to see it in order to remove it. So as I said before, there is a balance. But the dominant energy for positive people striving to grow and to expand must be positive. And for those who want to embrace negativity, then they will have a dominance of negativity in their surroundings. It's really a choice to either experience expansion and growth or decomposition and de-evolvement. This is why people who love negativity find dark things to be entertaining, like dark movies that show death and destruction. It's because of their vibration and the fact that their energy is literally spinning backwards. So now, what can we use to determine the spin or rotation of the molecules of a thing? There are many tools that we could use, but one of the simplest tools is a pendulum. A crystal pendulum can be used to determine the direction of the molecules of a thing. You can use it to see if the energy is spinning clockwise or counterclockwise. You simply need to ask, but your answer must come from your higher self. You must be able to tap into your higher self to be sure that you are connecting with the highest vibration possible when measuring energy. You cannot come from your ego. So it's best that you meditate before you start to use your pendulum. But once you begin to raise your vibration with regular practice and meditation, it will only be necessary for you to have the intention to ask from the higher self perspective, and then you will be able to see which direction the energy is moving in. This will help you determine if the energy is helping you to grow or if it's breaking something down in your life. And I'm going to stop here and pick this up in our next episode. There's so much more I want to share with you on this subject, and I really do look forward to our next discussion of energy, polarity, and vortexes. Until then, be love, peace, and good health.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe in it, believe in it.